I'm recording.
And I'm a grinning.
It looks okay, I think. Yeah.
All right.
I will try not to shout too much.
My levels seem okay. My attempt at rigging up this tripod did not collapse this week is sketchy and best.
I was going to ask you about that last night. I forgot about it.
It's okay.
You got it rigged
up?
You use Gorilla Tape or Gorilla Glue?
I have not done anything yet. I've just angled my tripod in a way that all the weight of the microphone is on the working part and not the broken part.
Well, the angle of the dangle is worse than the reverse of the hypotenuse.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe after this show, since I procrastinated since last week, I will talk a little softer because I'm way outside of my lines.
A little bit softer now.
A little bit louder now. Anyway, it should be okay. I'll attempt to fix the tripod eventually.
The tripod of doom! Not sure why it's of doom, but...
So do you assume every round of the American Song Contest is has a celebrity in it to keep people interested?
I went and looked at the total list of all 54 contestants.
Yes?
And I think that was all the celebrities.
Okay. So it's not Brett Michaels or Joan Jett?
No, but you also have to remember that this is celebrities that I have heard of. That does not mean that one of these other people is some... person that I don't know who they are.
Right. Well, I'll wait and see. I'll give this week yet another chance because I like Jewel just fine. And I like that show just fine. I think Kelly and Snoop are awesome hosts.
It's an interesting combo.
Yeah.
Brondiac. For the win.
Numero uno.
Oh, there are 56. I'm sorry, 56 contestants.
Right.
Hold on. I will find you the Pennsylvania and tell you who it is.
Oh, no. I want to be surprised. Why are you going to be spoilers,
then I won't tell you.
Did you do Hurdle today?
I did not. The last time I tried it, it said, this song's not available in your locale. Go away.
That's the last time I tried it, too.
That's funny that you both tried it on that day. If you do it today, you'll get it.
Really?
Yes.
Because I'm really bad at that game.
No, you and Ray will both get it if you do it today. If you don't have it by 3, I guarantee you'll get it by 3. That is my Ian guarantee of the evening.
My problem with it is, like, I hear 2 seconds and I have no guess. What do I do?
Oh, I guess anything at all.
Right, but...
If to move the thing on, I guess the first thing that comes to mind.
Right, I try that and it's never in the list.
Oh, okay. Or then type in a letter and the first thing that comes up on that list, whether or not it's right, press it and say that's your guess. I feel like there's a skip feature that allows you to do that, but I don't know what the purpose of that is if I can just make a wrong guess.
Ian, you're correct. I got it on clue 3.
I knew you would.
The first 1 second is always too short for me to learn anything.
I occasionally get it on the 1 second if, it's something I'm very familiar with.
Sure.
One of the days it was Jolene. I was like, I knew that in the
1 second. Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Was it the Dolly Parton version?
Yes.
Hmm. That's a good version.
Yes.
All right. Anything else before we get this ball rolling?
Oh, no. I think I'm prepared to do a show, and I am satisfied with what we have prepared so far.
Okie dokie. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 334th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Sneaky Bean 15. Say hi.
Hi.
We got Ken 72. Say hi, too.
Hi, too.
And we got me. Hi, 3. How's everybody doing?
Doing all right. I guess I'm going to put Hurdle away and actually pay attention.
Oh, did you make it to 3?
No, I haven't put in my first guess yet. Like, I'm really bad at this. I take a long time.
That's fine. I appreciate that. When Craig's doing his jibba jabba here in a minute, I bet you could make it to 3. I feel so strongly that you'll get it.
Possible, but I'm probably not going to try because I will become distracted and never come back to the show. So
that's fair.
Right. Ian never comes back to the show either, so it's all good.
No way. I often wake up after your segment.
This is the week of April 6th to the 13th of the 2022's soon-to-be birthday time. Very soon.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I don't know. We haven't decided yet, have we?
I threw out a tentative plan and everybody's acting like it's a decent one, but I didn't really, like, we haven't sat down to really discuss, you know, health concerns, what everybody's up for, what days and times work best, but yeah, well, absolutely.
Apparently we're not D&Ding for the next month, so, you know, we can discuss. Yeah. We've got plenty of time, so.
Right, right. Well, I know that,
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at the week afterwards, like the weekend of the 22nd.
I know the week of got hijacked by Easter, because that holiday just does whatever it wants and shows up whenever it feels like.
And I'm not sure what you don't understand. A man came back from the dead.
Yeah.
We know exactly when this happened. Oh, wait. No, we just kind of guess each year. I don't know.
I don't know.
No one can write that day down.
I don't make up the rules. All I know is my birthday should take precedence over this transient holiday.
I agree.
But, yes. So, yes. So, anyway, that weekend is not, you know, you'll be traveling.
Yeah.
Other people will be pressured into spending time with their families, that sort of thing. Yeah. So the next one after that,
I'm always down for some Harry Potters. So
yeah, that was half of my ideas was to go see The Secrets of Dumbledore, because it seems like something everybody will enjoy. Now,
I don't know if Ray will enjoy it, but
I feel like Ray has seen enough of the Harry Potter franchise, and I know for a fact that, I mean, maybe not you as much, but Ray definitely likes me, and he definitely likes me enough to see a movie that he doesn't want to see that much.
I like the Harry Potter. I just don't like the Harry Potter.
Right, right. And because I know it's mutual. I know if Ray was like, hey, do you want to go see this, I don't know, 80s hair band? I'd be like, no, but I'll go with you. That sounds great. I like music. You're my friend. I like spending time with you. Let's go. Let's go see Striper.
Let's never do that.
No dice.
However, you did come to see Slayer with me, so that was something.
That was worth it. It changed my life, but it was worth it. And
in a bad way. Permanently damaged his hearing.
No. And Ministry and Primus were exquisite. Primus just walked right off stage, right in the middle of a song. It was everything I could have hoped for. So that was super silly. But yeah, so anyway, seeing that movie, I don't know. We'll talk about it towards the end of the show. I'll make some more pitches, see what you're interested in.
Or later.
In the meantime,
whatever.
Why don't you tell me about the
five-day four-star crash?
My birthday.
On the Titans. On the second, you had Pirate Kitty versus Legion. Did you manage to kill him before he went invisible and made you sad?
Nope. No, I did not, and I it's unlikely that I will be able to.
Oh, you have her in a 2-1-1? Yeah. Why even try?
2-1-1's not getting it done.
Yeah, you're done. You just.
Safe Harbor is not the power that kills
him. I have her at a level 288 and failed twice, so.
Yep, me too. I'm like, doing stuff. Oh, you went invisible? Oh, there's no way for me to get rid of that? All right.
No, he went invisible, and then I'm like, maybe I can match that away, and then before I could, he put two more invisibility tiles out there, and I'm like, all right, we're done.
Yeah, it was not fun, but it did get the win on try three.
Yeah, same.
Number next, starting tomorrow, appears to be the Moon Knight celebrating his TV show.
Yeah.
Yes.
I should have watched that today.
Yeah, so you should have. I was going to ask you. I watched it earlier. It's good. It's not what I had hoped for, but, you know.
I very much liked last week's episode.
Yeah, it continues.
All right. And he is fighting the X-23.
Yeah.
Yeah, color overlap there is where you're going to win.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have the heat. Yeah. Well, you just got to watch. She can heal up and stuff, so.
Right.
Oh, right. And there's a variety of stuff. Same thing with this week's. Like, obviously, my kitty is too low. But I think part of the idea is that if you just focus on your colors, those are the colors that Legion can use to defeat you. Black will turn him invisible, red does direct damage, and yellow does direct damage. Like, the other colors, where he's folding things into paper cranes and Cthulhu shows up to throw strike tiles at you, you can totally work with that.
Yeah.
But when that Russian lady hits you in the head with a little discus, or when a skinny version of Ultron shows up and takes away all your health and AP, that's no good.
Very true.
But yeah, so yeah, good old Moon Knight's always gotten the job done.
Yeah. And then on the 12th, you've got Shuri versus what appears to be two gerbils. I have no idea what that graphic is trying to tell.
You can't look at that graphic and recognize that it's 5-star Green Goblin?
Nope.
That's Willem Dafoe.
I understand. Why is he holding two gerbils?
I don't care, but it's Willem Dafoe.
Willem! Dafoe.
You know Willem Dafoe appears in the MCU, right?
That's what you guys are telling me right now.
Tell me more.
He's Green Goblin.
When did I see him in the MCU?
He's Green Goblin. That's all it is. Like,
well, yeah, he's Green Goblin in the. Was he Green Goblin in the newest Spider-Man movie?
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
Oh well, there he is. Boom.
I haven't seen him.
He also apparently sounds like a pigeon talking to a bullfrog. Willem Dafoe.
Are you aware that there's a character named Spider-Man?
Yeah, I just not seen the new movie.
Have you seen
the original movie?
I saw the first two Spider-Man and then got...
Do you remember who the villain in the first Spider-Man was?
Because it was Willem Dafoe.
No, I don't.
It was Willem Dafoe as the Green Goblin.
Okay.
How do you forget Willem
Dafoe?
I'm not
a giant Spider-Man fan. He doesn't really stick in my brain as in being important.
I'm not going to argue against what you just said. I just can't imagine you not remembering Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
He was the highlight of that movie.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just more of a Willem Dafoe fan than you.
Which is the movie where he is the like FBI agent?
Oh, Boondock Saints?
Yes.
Yes. That movie, solid gold.
Yeah. I almost said mostly because of him. That's not true. But he's a good
He's
a good
portion
of it.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was dynamite in that. He was good in John Wick. He was good in the Spider-Mans. Willem Dafoe, whenever Willem Dafoe shows up, everything's getting a little bit better.
I know he is excellent in, you know, SNL appearances.
He is.
Is he?
Platoon? Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's where I really came to know Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so in any case, apparently it's Green Goblin.
Yeah.
I see that we're all rocking three different builds of Shuri, so we got that going for us.
I think mine is correct.
I hope so. I hope so, because... I know it's not for another couple segments, but Ray, have you had time to look at the builds for the Always Sunny in Xandar segment and look at Craig's build?
Absolute solid
gold.
Yeah.
What? It's got the ever popular 544s. That's always good.
No, it's what Samurai posted. Apparently, Craig has the most popular build. So.
Aha! Shuri for the win. This guy.
Nice.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I feel like those things don't offset, but that's fair.
All right.
All right.
I've lost track of where we are. What are we talking about?
I think we're talking about...
Now we're going to talk about stories. Story events.
Yes.
Venom Bob's going on. Hawkeye, Android Jim, and some Samurai Dreams in there. Placement is Cloak and Dagger and some Wasp. That's followed up by Web Wonder, Hulk, Cloak and Dagger, Wasp, Melinda May, and some brand new Moon Knight. And if you haven't finished up your puzzle gauntlet, I think you got a few hours.
I haven't. Someone help me with that.
I can't help you. I only played the last two events,
to
the far right.
How did you make enough strike tiles without killing them both?
The answer for me both times was Black Panther.
Black Panther devastates both of them. So does Beast and so does Wasp.
Really?
For me, I can't get enough strike tiles up there before I wipe both of them out.
Well, I never fired red. I fired blue to get some protects out there to make sure they didn't kill me. And then I just focused on putting those yellow repeaters out there to make strike tiles and trying to make multiple matches so that, you know, you get more tiles on the board because there's a chance for any of them to be.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's what Samurai said. He said, stop firing your abilities. Wait until you have all the AP and then fire as many as you need at once.
Fire all your guns at once and explode into space.
I like that plan. I'll give that a try.
See, I got yellow out there as soon as I could, because it starts generating tiles. Now, they, you know, they'll match them away, but...
Right.
So, I got to derail for a second, because that's like I do. Talking about space. Have you tried this new Coke flavor?
No.
No? Tell me.
So, Coke has a new flavor called Starlight. It quote-unquote, tastes like space.
Okay.
I tried this Coke. I'm not sure what space tastes like, and I can't tell you what this Coke tastes like. It is a flavor unto itself. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it's very interesting. And then they have just now released another new Coke that is supposed to taste like pixels. I don't know what pixels are supposed to taste like.
More densely carbonated than regular Coke, I would guess.
It could be. I have not found the pixel one to try yet.
Where'd you find Pepsi Nitro and... Coke as Sluggo.
I found the Pepsi Nitro and the Pepsi Vanilla Nitro at McClanahan's downtown here at State College.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Space Coke I got at the Weiss grocery store.
What? Why does any Weiss have that fancy Coke?
I don't know what he did. But I have not yet seen the Pixel one in a store yet. But once I track it down, I'll give it a go.
Oh, I can't wait to try these. I need Nitro Pepsi and I need Space Coke.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Nitro Pepsi. I would buy it again. All right, let's move on. PvP Land. Hey, we're not in a season, so all you got right now is Trial by Combat, She-Hulk, and Blonde Widow in there. Placement is Moon Knight and some Cliff. I haven't seen Cliff for a long time. That's nice. Let's go to the news. Hey, things we didn't know about last week.
Yeah.
There's this wacky new Star-Lord event.
Yeah.
So they reskinned the Deadpool Daily and made it the Star-Lord sad disco workout 70s guy event.
Yeah. 80s workout Star-Lord. That was pretty sweet.
I could do with never seeing that graphic again.
That was my favorite part of the whole thing. My only grouse about it is very hyper-focused on me and my own needs. Because there was a boss event this weekend. And there was a Puzzle Gauntlet.
Right.
And there's a regular Deadpool Daily. And there was this version of the Deadpool Daily. I can't have all that content at once.
Sure.
I'm playing one time and I'm done for the day. For everybody else, I hope it went awesome.
No.
Because I thought it was fun and I did my best to complete as many of the things as I could.
I also forgot all about the Star-Lord event multiple days. However, since your points accrued, I did max out, like I was able to get all the rewards, I think.
Nice.
But yeah, I was not a fan of Richard Simmons' Star-Lord. That is a graphic I could just do without, I think.
But the event was cool. Bring it back.
I liked the event. Stuff. It was all right.
Yeah. There was also, what was there? There was also a Bagman event, right? I forget what it was called. You're not helping me here.
Bags to Riches. I missed it. When did that happen?
Yeah.
That's a PvP, the Bags to Riches.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. That's yeah, sure.
You'll never go from rags to riches. Sure.
I did not. That one I've seen in the past. It's snuck by me. I am.
And they also put out a reminder to say, hey, remember, Star-Lord getting rebalanced, reworked.
Yeah. There's not, I'm in no way enamored with the presence of Bagman in this game.
Sure.
He's not rare, he's not collectible, he's not funny, he's not useful. He's just, they phased him out for a reason. I'm okay with never seeing him again.
Yes?
Was this boss event the one where we got some Android Gym covers?
That sounds right.
It was really helpful. I think it finished my Android Gym. I was really excited.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think he's boosted this week.
I think so. He's definitely featured in the story events.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. And you guys breezed through that event. Sometimes I think my issue is I conflate that event with the Ultron event. So, yeah, the event didn't need any sort of, special team or anything like that. He was relatively easy to manage. By the time I logged on, Thursday evening, it was already on level 5, and I was like, okay, never mind.
but you could just beat him down. There's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing super fancy going on.
Right.
And if you have Shang-Chi, it takes, I don't know, 3-4 rounds?
Sure.
I don't have the Shang-Chi, Ray.
Whew. He's something.
I don't have the No Way Home Doc Ock, so that was a node that I couldn't use, and that made me angry every time I saw it.
Sure.
I see a lot of Shang-Chi in PvP.
I bet you do.
Not on my side of the fence. All right. Last week, we kind of talked about the new Moon Knight. Officially, he is the avatar of Khonshu, so he is the green, black, purple. We can fly through this here real quick again. So the green power is my good old favorite, throne croissants, the crescent darts, 10 green, base, destroy a random row while dealing damage to the target and create a 3-turn countdown tile that targets that enemy. While this is on the board, whenever that enemy deals damage, reduce that damage and deal damage back. All the way up at level 5, we're talking dealing 3,416 damage, creating a 4-turn countdown that reduces damage by 1,060 and dealing that much. At max level, it goes up to 13,729 with 4,263 in reduction and return. That's not too bad.
No.
Black power is called Nightmare. Deal damage to the enemy with the least amount of health. If that enemy is downed, restore health back to you, then create 2 strength, 133 attack tiles. Otherwise, create 1 strength, 44 enemy protect tile for each active enemy, then deal damage to Moon Knight. As you go up in level, all items increase. At max level, it is doing 31,194 damage with, this is nice, 23,000 healing. Makes 892 level friendly tiles, 178 level enemy tiles, doing a paltry 3,579 self-damage. How much is the current Moon Knight when he fists a Khonshu, somebody heals up? How much is that? Do you know?
No, I do not. I haven't looked at that in a while.
I'm curious how these two black powers compare. Because it's kind of the same mechanic, right? You down somebody and heal up.
Yeah, it definitely is. So I have him at a level 357, and he deals 12,000 points of damage and restores 3,700 life.
Oh, so this is a huge amount of more healing.
Huge amount of healing. It's more than double the damage, but it's like, I don't know, seven times?
Like, yeah, seven times the amount of healing. That's quite a bit.
Yeah. Now, he's going to have more hit points, so you're going to need that more, but yeah.
Yeah, but 23,000's fairly significant.
Yeah, it is.
The purple power, Moon Shadow, 10 purple. Create 3 trap tiles that when matched by the enemy, deal damage. Steal up to 2 enemy special tiles and improve them by 111. Passively, Moon Knight cannot be stunned. That's always nice. Whenever an enemy tries to stun Moon Knight, deal a little bit of damage and steal 2 AP from a random enemy pool. Going up to level 5, it is 3. You're stealing 3 enemy strike attack protect tiles. Whenever an enemy tries to stun Moon Knight, you're dealing 1860 at max. That goes up to, what, 7,478?
Sweet.
So, there you go.
So, I like the cannot be stunned, and I'll tell you why. In Dungeons & Dragons, whenever you have a creature that cannot be stunned, it's usually because they have, like, multiple brains. Like, you can't stun a Hydra, you can't stun, like, the three-headed undead thing. Like, there's a whole bunch of creatures that can't be stunned because they have multiple brains or personalities or whatever. So, very fitting. I very much like that.
So, I don't know, to me, it's looking like 5-5-3?
Probably.
I like the passive part of the purple, but I'm not sure that the other things it does is worth...
Right, and it doesn't get better. The passive. So, yeah probably.
The passive does get better.
Oh,
but
does it?
It's not a whole... Yeah, not a whole lot, though. Only when they try to stun you. So, I mean, it's not that often that it really comes up.
Yeah, that's not...
Yeah, I think you gotta go 5-5-3 here. Now, they all cost 10, so that's not great.
It's not great, but they're not awful.
Yeah. We put you into sleep already, so that's nice.
Totally. Not fully asleep.
Okay.
I was reading and preparing for future segments.
All right.
But
there's the vault. Go ahead.
Not that I'm eager to get to them. It's just when you start a conversation with, well, this 5-star is going, nope. Nope.
The Volatile Moon Knight cover store starts on April 7th. That's tomorrow, kids. Or today. Or yesterday. Depends when you listen to this show. It ends on the 11th. You get a chance of Moon Knight in there, increased chances in your 10x and 40x pulls. The limited vault starts on the 14th, ends on the 19th. There's 40 items in there, one of which is a Three's a Crowd legendary store token and a Melinda May cover. In the aforementioned legendary Three's a Crowd store, again running the 14th to 19th, 15% chance to get Moon Knight, 15% chance to get Green Goblin, 15% chance to get Doctor Strange. I don't know that I really want any more Green Goblin, but I don't know. Maybe I'll spend some points on that. Those are 25 CP each. We mentioned he's in placement rewards in Web Wonder. Thick of Thieves is running the 10th to the 15th. Is in progression there. The Versus Tournament is called Moonrise. That's running the 7th to the 11th. It's a placement reward there. And his is called Man in the Moon. I guess it's running the 10th to the 13th. And that will reward tokens to the Volatile Moon Knight cover store. So, there you go. I'll have to try and catch the new episode tomorrow night, I guess. But Ian, have you watched the first episode yet?
No.
Are you ever going to watch anything on Disney ever again?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I watch most of their stuff. I'm just, have a very limited number of TV watching slots.
Yep.
And I'm in the middle of other things that I'm not ready to start. When I get ready, there'll be plenty of episodes out by then, and if I ever want to watch more than one in a row, I'll be able to.
Are you watching any of the Cooking with Julia Child show?
The which one? There's more than one.
Not the documentary, the cooking show with Antonio LaFaza.
Oh, I've not watched that yet.
Okay.
TOC is all of the cooking show I can handle at one time.
TOC so good. Oh, then you're not watching this season of Top Chef either, then.
No.
Man.
No, the only things that are currently in the rotation are TOC, American Song Contest, Survivor, Bridgerton, Winning Time. Yeah, occasionally I'll sneak in something odd, but it'll be like Young Justice or... I watched Yojimbo the other night. It was fantastic. Mm. I was underprepared for how much of that movie was reused in the Bruce Willis remake.
There are like, I thought it was just so many
conceptually
movies.
Similar.
There's so many movies like that were, redid that storyline.
But the only one that I'm aware of is Last Man Standing. Bruce Willis is a drifter who goes to a town in West Texas back during Prohibition era, and there's two gangs fighting over liquor, and he shoots everyone.
Right.
And but I mean, there is dialogue lifted directly from Yojimbo used in that movie.
Okay. That goes a little far, but you are talking about Kurosawa's Yojimbo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Drifter samurai wanders into a town and chops everybody with a sword.
Yeah.
Takes all their money.
There's a lot of B movies that have used that storyline. I'm trying to think of, what's his name? Bill in, Kill Bill.
Oh, David Carradine.
David Carradine was in a movie called The Sword and the Not Sword and Sorcerer. It was something like that, though. In any case, it's a straight ripoff of Yojimbo, but in a really awful B movie kind of way that I really enjoyed. But yeah, there have been several of them. There you go. The Warrior and the Sorceress.
Argentine American fantasy action film. Uh-huh. Oh, that sounds great.
Glorious.
Yeah, I'll stick with Yojimbo and Last Man Standing for now.
Sure. There are several, though. I can't think of them right now, but.
In local news, I'm sad to report that Raising Cane's has been delayed until like July.
Uh oh. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, very sad.
Could you remind me what that is? They sell chicken or something?
Yeah, they're chicken tenders, waffle or crinkle fries, and Texas toast.
Okay. I was like, why do I care? I don't. I remember now.
I care.
I know. That's fine. That's great. I hope it turns out to be delicious.
And in other local news, all I want to know is I'm sick of hearing about lights in the band at the high school at the South Track. That's what I got to say about that.
Well, I didn't have any context or any relevance. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't even like try to splash in some color commentary with that because I have no idea what you're referencing and it sounds dumb.
It is dumb and it just keeps going and going and going. And then in the normal ways of government doing things poorly, we also told some guy that he's not allowed to tear down the house that he owns.
Oh, okay. That sounds...
Because one of those crappy bought from Sears in the 1930s houses and it's historic.
Oh.
Government should never be allowed to tell you what you can do with your own property.
Well, you're really just renting it.
No bueno.
So, by the way, the Clint Eastwood A Fistful of Dollars is the other one that I was trying to think of.
Oh, is it the same concept?
Yeah, very similar, but done in a fairly decent way, not unlike The Warrior and the Sorceress.
I'm going to have to go find this movie now.
It's amusing.
It looks to me like it's going to be on par with the classic gems of like Beastmaster. Yeah, and
it's better than Beastmaster.
No way. Beastmaster is magnificent.
That's what I'm going to say. Hold the phone, Ray.
No, yeah. Beastmaster.
Beastmaster 1 is a classic treasure.
It's a classic, but the only reason that you really like it is because it's so over-the-top campy that you like you get into it. Warrior and the Sorceress isn't that over-the-top campy. So,
I mean, Beastmaster 2 and Beastmaster 3, you know, not so good.
Yeah, that's sketchy, but Beastmaster, first of all, he's got that swirly bit that he throws at you and it comes back. That thing is awesome. He's also a master of beasts, which is nice.
Yeah.
Who was the villain? Rip Torn?
Was it really?
Wasn't he Mayax?
I don't know, Ian. As someone who's good with Google could give you an answer any second now.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, that movie is just excellent.
Yeah, it's Rip.
Now, there was that stretch.
Rip Torn
of,
is
like,
Max. Yeah.
What's that?
Rip Torn is Max.
Okay.
With two A's.
Right. I believe it's pronounced Mayax.
Okay. I'm not a Beastmaster fan, so yeah, you got me.
It had those scary dudes with the armor and the spiky face. Mm. Oh, and the bird dudes that dissolve you into liquid goo. Oh. Everything's good about that movie, Ray. That little ring with the eyeball in it that can look at you.
Oh, yeah, I like that ring. That ring is cool.
Yeah, it was spooky.
Yeah. Totally better than Lady Hawk.
Oh, yes, it was better than Lady Hawk. I say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally disagree.
I enjoyed Lady Hawk, too, but Beastmaster's totally better than Lady Hawk.
I'm not down on Lady Hawk. I'm just saying, if we're comparing the two, I prefer the Beastmaster.
No. No, sorry.
Gotta agree to disagree.
Rucker Howard nailed that role.
Anything else in the news?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the only thing to fear is... Go ahead, Ian.
Let's see. All right, let's talk about the 4-star Juggernaut fear itself. This fairly popular 4-star.
Yeah.
He snuck his way into some 4-star level metas. Let's talk about him and what he does. He is red, green, and blue. His green ability is passive. It costs 0 green. It is called Collateral. Whenever Juggernaut makes a match, he deals damage to the enemy team. That scales up to, looks like, 336 damage to the enemy team. He is unstoppable. It is passive. It is a red. It costs 0 red AP. Juggernaut's base match damage is increased 225%. I just skipped to the end with that one, because there's nothing really nuanced about it. He does take less damage from enemy matches, which also scales up, but I want to say it scales up to like 90% less damage. Yeah. So he takes way less damage, deals out a truckload more damage, and apparently throws a little green AoE on top of it. Because why not? And lastly, and possibly leastly, this power costs something, and it's not passive, so I'm sure it's the least popular of the three. It costs 11 blue AP, it is called the Breaker of Stone, and he Tile Destruction, which does not generate AP. First, he's destroying a column, then a column plus 2, then 4 randoms and 2 columns, then 10 randoms and 2 columns, then you can choose a column and 10 Jason tiles. 10 adjacent tiles. Words can sometimes be hard. Now, as far as this guy goes, like I said, he very viable character. He stands well on his own. He is famously paired with, let's say, Polaris and 4-star Rocket and Groot to do some pretty fantastic amounts of damage. And what I was teasing earlier on the infographic, if anybody sees it or cares to investigate it. So this, what I consider a very relevant, very viable character, Ray and I seem to have taken the time to use him and correct his build so that he would be at the ever-popular 5.5.3. Craig's build for this character is by far the most unpopular build that anybody has ever committed to, I think, of the three of us ever.
It says 9 people have picked that build. Maybe those 9 people are geniuses on such another level that you can't even comprehend what's going on here.
We're all playing MPQ. Craig is playing 4D chess.
That's right, baby. I have used Juggernaut when he's been required for me to use Juggernaut.
It is too bad that Juggernaut only exists in MPQ when in this regard. So,
strategery.
So anyway, the most popular build is the 5.5.3. No surprise there. And I may be wrong, but that's what I feel like I've observed over the last bunch of years. Is this ever since America, like, passives are the most coveted abilities that new characters come out with. Like her, Coulson started the shift, but she made the shift to passive so much more appealing than active powers. I could be very wrong, but that's what it seems like. But anyway, Juggernaut, fear itself. That's what's sunny in Xandar.
Let's get off of Xandar and come back here to Earth and hit up Willy. What you got in your mailbag?
All right, so this week, we've got a couple longer posts, so we're going to hit those over on the D3 forums. Auberman, one, a little MPQ history. Number one, Five-star Star-Lord's recent rework marks the first time that a five-star has base match damage over 1,000 in their strongest color at level 450. Star-Lord deals 1016 damage per tile at that level. Silver Surfer was released in September 2015. His blue damage is 586 by comparison. Doc Ock, released in 2017, was the first five-star whose damage went over 700. Iceman in 2019 was the first to go over 800. Daken in 2020 became the first to hit 900. Meanwhile, Cyclops was the last whose damage was under 900, whereas both Shang-Chi and Ultron are both at 992. But I suppose it was going to be anybody whose match damage was the first to cross 1,000. It should be Peter Quill? I don't get it either, man. Number two in MPQ history, with Crystal replacing Big Wheel in the latest Legends, all three are now women. Abigail Brand, Crystal, Daredevil Elektra, which, not for nothing, is also the letters A, B, C, D, E. Abigail Brand, Crystal, Daredevil Elektra. The last time...
The second part is a little bit wacky, and I appreciate someone noticing that. The first part, that was their intent. They weren't they building that for March?
Oh, probably. I wouldn't doubt
it. Aren't we slightly more aware of women in March than we are the rest of the year? There you go. Well done.
He says,
way to be socially aware, MPQ.
He said the last time all three characters in the latest were women was a stretch of 9 weeks back in the spring of 2019. Again, spring. But almost 3 years ago, it was Captain Marvel, Hela, and Rescue shared the tokens for 3 weeks, followed by Hela, Rescue, and Storm for 6 more weeks. Apparently, he pays a lot more attention to this game than I do.
Yeah. Shazam.
All right.
So that's a different character.
Moving over to Reddit. Leviticus Chom said...
Wow, that's a put on.
I used to keep Riri built at 454, which is what I think we said was best. But since she's a great partner with Shang-Chi, which he just put SC and just assumed I knew what that would be, and he was right. I now run her at 535, because I think that's her red he lowered. She is one of the best four-star partners. Running her with Doc Ock and Shang-Chi is one of my favorite rainbow squads. So, all right, there's your little team-up for this week with Riri, Doc Ock, and Shang-Chi. If you got Sean, then you can do that. All right. And then finally, we got a long one, but it's interactive. Samurai said that, so this episode will release Thursday afternoon, which also happens to be opening day for baseball. This means two things. First, the Mets are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
That's true.
Well, since our best player is, not playing for the next few months. Yep.
Number two, new wild stadium food. So it's time for another round of... or
dope.
With Ian. So we're going to start off with the Detroit Tigers smoked brisket mac and cheese. They have a baked pastry, flaky crust, stuffed with smoked brisket and mac and cheese.
That's a pasty.
I would never pass up that thing you just described.
Now, this also has...
Even if it had the gross name that Craig gave it.
This also has a green chili queso.
Oh, just keep winning me back. I haven't gone anywhere, but I'm back.
Right. The Tigers will also offer a pasty container cheddar. I think it's a pastry container. Anyway, cheddar and potato pierogies, grilled smoked sausage, and sauerkraut.
They're pasties.
No, isn't it that word that Craig just said?
I don't know.
It's a pasty.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're meat pies that you get in northern Michigan.
All right. I'm just going off the spelling that's in the post. So, yeah. And another piece, because so many of these things are not Craig friendly, they are also offering the Motor City Chicken, which is a piece of pork loin wrapped in bacon and drizzled with spicy Michigan maple syrup. Huh?
Stop pressuring me into maple syrup.
It's got bacon and maple syrup. I thought Craig might actually be aboard.
I'm not a big pork eater to start with, so pork loin doesn't attend me, and I don't want spicy anything generally. If it was regular maple syrup and just bacon, then you got a winner. Let me just keep the pork loin part.
Okay. So how are we judging that, Ian?
Oh, dope.
Okay. Second, The Rattler. The Texas Rangers leave it to Texas to offer a sausage made from a rattlesnake. It comes on a hoagie roll and topped with onions and something called venom sauce. If that unnerves you too much, they're also offering brisket egg rolls. You got me with the brisket egg rolls, but I would have to also...
Yeah, you want me back with brisket egg rolls.
I think I would have to try the rattlesnake.
Yeah, I think it's a pass for me.
Hmm. All right, number three, the Flamin' Hot Chicken Wrap, brought to you by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Chicken tenders breaded with Flamin' Hot Cheetos dust, lettuce, tomato, cheddar, and bacon in a spinach tortilla wrap.
Mmm, that sounds excellent. I would absolutely dope.
I'm just disappointed so many of these things have bacon in it. Let's just calm down with the bacon.
Yeah, people are a little bit overzealous with the bacon.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a trend that is on a backslide.
All right. I don't know where we're at. Fourth? Next to last. Waffle ice cream sandwiches brought to you by the New York Mets. They have a strong lineup of their own, including a burger that's a mix of beef, brisket, and short rib, but their greatest offering is dessert, maple ice cream sandwiched between two waffles, half-dipped in dark chocolate and topped with sprinkles and crushed pretzels.
Those aren't sprinkles, those are Jimmies.
Those are Jimmies.
I want you to get back to this burger, though. I want this brisket and short rib burger. That sounds delicious.
So, for this one, I'm all kinds of conflicted. Personally... And needlessly adding to this nothing to the show, I do very poorly with dairy. So you lost me at ice cream immediately. Conceptually, every ingredient in here sounds like the best ice cream sandwich that I've ever had. But I'm still going to pass because, I don't know, I just...
It apparently comes from a stand called the Sweet Chick.
It looks awesome. I just don't want to end up in the facilities for that long.
Right. Especially not at a stadium.
Right.
All right. And finally, first I have to mention Chipman says the segment is awesome. He's glad he tuned in for the live visuals. finally, we've got, you know what this list needs for dessert? Pie. The Phillies are offering something called a spoon pie. It's basically a pie in a cup. Peaches, yeah. Streusel, raspberry syrup topped with whipped cream and crumble pie crust.
I'm going to steal a line from our old pal Overlord. Yes!
I think he was just...
I don't know about the pie segment.
He was happy the pie segment was back, yeah.
Definitely the spoon pie. So, yeah, that's a pretty good record so far.
All right, well...
I was up on everything except for the rattlesnake hot dogs.
Oh, and the ice cream. Not a big...
Yeah, I know, but I mean, honestly, if I could eat ice cream, I'd be first in line for that ice cream sandwich.
It does look good.
Yeah. Looks magnificent.
It'd look better with sprinkles instead of Jimmies. I do like the fact that they did use the correct colors of Jimmies, that it is New York Mets colored Jimmies, so that's nice.
Do you prefer sprinkles?
Oh my god, absolutely. Jimmies are gross.
Jimmies are way better.
You are high.
Not right now.
Jimmies are gross. Their texture is soft and gross.
Yes, they are.
Sprinkles have that nice crunch.
Sweet and delicious and... Those might as well be candy-coated ball bearings.
Yeah.
They're inedible. They're delicious. And inappropriate.
I had sprinkles yesterday at an employee's leaving party.
Did you chip a tooth? Because
no,
you did.
Because I keep sprinkles in my desk at work, so every time there is cake at work, I can put sprinkles on said cake.
You've been slowly consuming Iocane powder your whole life and built up an immunity?
That's right. I keep a full bottle of Jimmy's in my desk, and then when there's cake at work, I go and I get my bottle of sprinkles and I apply it to the cake, and it makes the cake better.
This can't be the first time Craig has said this on this show, right? Like, I've heard this story a couple dozen times.
Oh, I've never heard this. This is brand new. And as a matter of fact,
that's just
because
Ian always tunes me out. But
no, I was more concerned that because it sounds. First of all, people have been listening for a while, so if. They've gotten to know you well enough that even though it sounds ludicrous, that it should at least seem plausible. And even having never heard this story, let me guarantee all of the listeners that is 100% true.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have eaten many times with a good friend of mine who is also on this show, who will order his chicken wings plain.
That's right.
Pair them together so it looks like a whole wing and then sprinkle... from a baggie that he pulls from his pocket. It's his homemade chicken seasoning and throw it on wings.
Now, it's not normally a baggie. Normally it's like a little Tupperware container. Or...
It's not just like, I just reach into my pocket and throw out a fistful.
I'm sorry. I don't like hot sauces. I don't want wet wings. I like my wings my way, home style.
When I was describing that, I had this image of Mr. Fuji reaching into his shorts and then blowing that powder in your face to blind you before he gives you a pile driver.
I miss Mr. Fuji. He was great.
I think Samurai is absolutely correct. That is now and forevermore going to be called pocket seasoning.
Trust me, the people that I go to see movies with are well aware of this phenomenon as well, because we quite often go to like old New York or something and order some wings. And yes, I get them plain and then apply my own seasoning.
Yeah, if you do get to the point where you try to like use the seasoning to glue them back together into the shape of a whole wing, I'll be extra disappointed.
That would be hard. I think that would be very difficult.
All right, that's it for the listener comments. I think we should move on.
Thanks, Willie.
Do it, Doug.
All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. All right. See what's going on with boosted characters. The 3 stars. Hawkeye. He was just in that event. So I got to use him a little bit. Oh, his arrows will all do more damage if they're damage doing types, along with special tile types. I got a bunch of 3 stars that I'm like, I don't use any of them, and I don't remember most of their powers. The Hood, I've heard of him. He definitely has a yellow ability that does tile destruction and some boosted damage. He also... Does he intimidate you to reduce countdown tiles and do a little damage?
That's how he does.
Yeah. Shazam. Recently reworked Ragnarok. He's doing stuff. His green does more damage, as does his red. He probably heals for a little bit more with his blue. Vision, more damage with his red. Or no, it was blue. His red does a little bit of damage. His blue tries to do some more. And his yellow might heal, let's say. Angel doesn't ring a bell. All right. Dazzler is boosted this week. We've moved on to the 4 stars.
Disco Stew.
Allison will hunt you down sometime.
Let's see. Bigger red strike tiles and larger green AoE. We also have... Oh, Echo! I remember her. Sorry, I looked at it, and I saw it, and I got the joke, and I got the picture, and I was like, no, I don't remember any characters named Echo. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's the Hawkeye villain, non-villain?
Yeah.
She does some stuff. She's got red damage that is increased, bigger strike tile from her black, and trap tiles that are doing more damage with her purple. We've got Moon Knight. That guy, what's he doing? He's got things to do later in the week, too. His Moon Silver Blades do a ton of damage, as does the Fist of Khonshu. And then you're either going to get attack, strike, or boosted damage out of his purple. This looks like probably Nebula. I remember her. Better green AoE, more damage out of the red, and healing out of the blue will all be increased. Nova is boosted. Let's see. His red deals more landing damage and makes better strike tiles. His yellow does more damage and bigger strike tiles as well. I have a feeling that his black probably makes bigger strike tiles and does more damage. He's a very interesting setup there. All right, let's see what's going on here in the 5-star realm. That's got to be Big Wheel. More green damage, more red damage, and more blue damage. That's great. That's nice and straightforward. That's why I enjoy that guy. Captain America, the coming back to life one. Got a handsome beard. Lots of damage to the enemies with his red, and a ton more damage with that same red. Oh, rescue. The aforementioned rescue. Red damage increased, blue damage increased, better protect tiles and tile buffs with her yellow. And lastly, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. His green deals some more damage, as does his red web shot. Let's see what Samurai has to say about all these 3-star players. Angel has a decent stun, and his black will slow down those goon AP engines. Try pairing him with Rags to accelerate his blue and green. 4-star tier.
It's all about special tile spam from Nova or Moon Knight slinging croissants. And Nova creates enough strike tiles to make it worth bringing along either Dazzler or Nebula. Five star. Have fun with Big Wheel, but it's all about Spidey for clearing nodes for placement. Well, there you go. So listen to me now and believe me later. That is who is boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, just because the NCAA is done doesn't mean we are. Superhero Showdown, brought to you by Terrified. Last week, we had Galactus versus Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
Ray, who was the winner?
I nearly forgot that we did that first. Actually, let me strike that. I totally forgot that we did that first. So, yeah, this one was the first one that wasn't close in any way. And I think it was because I yelled at people for trolling, because I think everybody looked at this and went, yeah, I mean, Kingpin is awesome. And if he were faced with nearly anybody else, it would have been an incredible fight.
At least a contest. Yeah. But
Galactus won in a landslide. So Galactus moves forward.
Makes sense. All right. This week, who's going first?
Jack should.
I guess I will. Wait, I went first last time. Well, that's because I knew I was going to get crushed. I don't know. Where are you at, Ray?
I mean, I can go first. That's fine, I guess.
I was going to say I can go first. I don't have much going on here.
More than me, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's optimistic. I've got Jack Power. And
of the Power Pack?
Oh, yeah. Of the Power
Pack. Massmaster.
Yep. Otherwise known as Massmaster. Jack's ability seems to be able to control the density of the molecules of his body. He can turn into a cloud-like form. He can shrink down into an 8-inch punching machine. Sometimes he can split it into two, a punchy top half and a swirly bottom half. Other than that, my physical strength is listed as normal human child with regular exercise. So I'm a very densely packed.
All right.
Normal human child with regular exercise.
Well, this week, the person that Jack Powers is going up against is Gwen Stacy.
Wait. The Spider-Gwen kind or the dead kind?
The dead kind.
The dead kind.
Yeah! Here comes Jack Power.
She is a girl. I don't know. I imagine she gets in the ring.
That's all that she'll ever be?
There you go. So I'm thinking she, you know, gets in the ring, is cute, and tries to talk you out of doing anything and just leaving the ring with her. That's really all I got.
Right.
Yeah, her powers are physical strength. She's a normal girl who participates in moderate exercise. And she has a pill dependence. So something about
so I can shrink down to pill size.
Her swallow
and
you.
When she tries to eat me, I can punch her to death from the inside.
Go. Yeah, apparently she has some sort of cellular degradation and she has to ingest new U pills daily. I've never heard of this. I'm not a Spider-Man reader, so I don't know. But she's got really good investigative skills. That's about it.
I like that the opioid crisis is so far-reaching that it's striking down poor Gwen Stacy.
And I never actually knew how she died in the comics until I read her her page this week. So I had no idea that she was actually killed by Spider-Man accidentally. That's just a sad story right there.
She fell a long way.
Yeah, she fell and he zapped her with some webs to catch her, but the breaking the fall like that caused her neck to snap around and snapped her neck partway down. I'm like, wow, that's a cruel, cruel thing to do to Spider-Man and Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, it's a tough day.
Yeah.
MJ made him feel better about it, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to put a poll in the thing here with the stuff. In the Discord, maybe. There you go. Put a couple reactions on it. All you have to do is react and tell me who you think wins. And for anybody who is not live on Discord, feel free to comment in Reddit or on the D3 forums, wherever you're comfortable with going to. Give us your vote.
I can't believe this is close. Come on now. Massmaster's a superhero. Gwen Stacy was someone's girlfriend. Oy.
I gotta let it slide this week. Even though I'm always pulling for my own character.
All right. Power pack. Ian, you have Steam open.
I am opening, Steve.
It's time to open some tokens from the OG.
All right. As soon as this is ready, I am ready. Let me just peruse these quick advertisements, and then I will open one of these tokens only to discover that it is, you guessed it, Black Cat, Master Thief. Better luck next time.
I've got five I'm going to open.
All right, I got four.
First one, Rhino, Trample. Second one, Gwenpool, Sploits.
Ha!
Number three, Polaris, Particle Accelerator. Number four, Ghost, Unfazed. And all four stars, oh, a second Gwenpool, Deus Ex Machina. Yeah, it Ex Machina'd me. Sad times.
That was bad.
We weren't.
All right. Speaking of sad times, I did not get a chance to chant Big Wheel. I was really, really hoping to because he seems really cool. Not in a character kind of way, but in a MPQ kind of way. So I was not happy about that. But let's get started on Crystal. I have four. First one is Classic Cyclops. Next, we have another four. Hey, it's Classic Cyclops. All right. Third is a purple. It is a yellow Abigail Brand and a Lockjaw Royal Escort. So one out of four. I will take it. That's not bad. That gets my Abigail to a 3-4-4.
All right. Well, there you go from this guy.
This guy.
And what's on the podcast network?
Oh, it's called the soon-to-be-named network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. There you will find links to all of the great podcasts that we work together with to bring you the best variety for your podcast listening day. Soon-to-be-named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the go to the order?
For anybody who isn't aware or doesn't listen to the show live or at any point goes to listen to this show or specifically last week's show, last week's title, All Glory Goes to Sluggo. That was 100% stolen from Sluggo by me and pitched to Ray as my own idea.
The title of the show was recently reworked Ironheart.
Ah, I was like, what was the title?
Oh, well, I wanted them to go investigate.
Right. Yeah.
Why'd you give it away?
Well, because Sluggo didn't know.
Well, he looked it up. He's clever. He's so clever, I'm stealing title ideas from him.
Quick, think of one for next week, Sluggo, or this week. Ray, you got anything?
Nope, I am good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. Ray told you earlier, the forums, the Reddits, or shoot Ray an email, preferably in Swahili. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner top of our homepage or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this club is powered up. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.